If people feel like making some noise tonight. If people feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Good morning. It is just after 6:30 a.m. And yes, broadcasting live here at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Pacific Pickin', and I don't have a theme song or even their show promo to set up because it looks like we're having a few problems with one of our computer programs here. But anyway, welcome to the show. This is Pacific Pickin'. And I'm Val, filling in this week while Arthur Berman and the lovely Andrea Berman are in Nashville, I believe for the IBMA Awards, as they usually are this time of year. So I'm going to attempt to entertain you with some bluegrass and old-timey, and perhaps, as Arthur says, whatever falls off the shelf, but I think we will stick pretty much to the bluegrass and old-timey formats. And I've got a big stack of stuff ready to go for the next hour and a half, so enjoy. Ease yourself into the day. First thing all you need to do if you're just cranking yourself out of bed is throw an umbrella at the front door so you don't forget to take it on your way out. You'll definitely need one today, but we'll do a little weather forecast shortly, but let's kick things off this morning with the latest CD from Alison Brown, banjo player extraordinaire and also owner, founder of the 15-year-old record label Compass Records.
Lisa Bellot, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And you just heard a couple of tracks from Alison Brown's The Company You Keep. And let's see, what did we play? Oh, yes, we started things off with Rocket Summer, which we kind of had, didn't we? But, you know, this morning it feels like we went straight from summer, even the Indian summer variety, straight into fall slash winter. It's raining out there. It's raining pretty hard. It's going to keep raining for most of the week. Again, stay tuned for a more detailed weather forecast when I call that website up. You also heard The Road West. And yes, The Road West leads to UBC. And as I discovered, I learned a lot of things being in this up in the pre-6 a.m. dawn. What is usually an express bus for me turns into two buses because the express kind of goes almost to campus and then dumps you off. For some strange reason, the 99B line doesn't go all the way to campus until about, I don't know, this time, I suppose. But what else did I learn? There's a lot of people out there. I'm a 9-to-5er myself, so I'm usually still under the covers, so all you folks who are up and listening to CITR this time of morning, God bless you. And thanks so much for supporting Campus and Community Radio. And a big welcome to anyone who's listening over our live stream, CITR.ca. Hope it's working well. And yeah, thanks for listening. And especially to you Twitter fans out there, who might be expecting Roger McGuinn to be guest hosting. It's kind of a long story. You might just want to go look up Roger McGuinn on Twitter and find out that what happened. I think he sort of retweeted something that I said about, you know, a little offhanded comment about me having to be in here at 6:30 in the morning to fill in for a Bluegrass show. And that, I think, was interpreted by some people as meaning that he was going to be co-hosting in my dreams. I only wish that he would. So, sorry to disappoint you. I will be playing some Roger McGuinn later on. But, funny how these things happen on the internet. That's how rumors get started. Well, you know, we're going to go straight into some Canadian content here this morning. And there's a little outfit out of Ontario. I'm not sure where they're based in Ontario. Somehow I get the impression they are definitely not Toronto boys. So it's a quintet called the Kanucky Bluegrass Boys. They have a new CD out called Standin' Up, so we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from that, starting with their take on Sitting on Top of the World. Good morning, Vancouver. Thank you.
forsake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let the peace be. Now she's gone, I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't come around here, hold out your hand, just I'll get me one man, I got your man. Now she's gone, I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Now she's gone, I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
I can't marry Carrie Brown. Believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis. And yes, that is my regular gig, Folk Oasis, Wednesday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m. So if you enjoy a variety of roots music, including bluegrass and old-timey, and all sorts of other stuff, please feel free to tune in. And don't forget that CITR.ca contains a large podcast section. You can find almost all of our shows now on podcasts. So I invite you to go back and take a look at what, or listen to what we've got out there. A real variety of programming here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And welcome to Pacific Pickin'. If you're just tuning in, it's about just coming up to 7 a.m. Wow, and it's pretty rare that I see 7 a.m., I must say. So not that I'm attempting to get your sympathy or anything, but not a morning person. Oh, and another thing that I learned, I was saying a few minutes ago that it's been a real learning experience being up so early. Well, it appears that the our fine AMS-operated coffee and pastry shop downstairs in the Student Union Building, Blue Chip, doesn't open till 7 a.m. So in a few minutes, I will finally be with caffeine. I'm so looking forward to that. Oh, Pavlovian response. So I promised you some weather, but before that, let me tell you what you just heard. You just heard the title track from Alicia Nugent's Hillbilly Goddess, and that featured the stylings of J.D. Crow. So that was a great little tune, a very nice record, and I think I'll be playing something off that on Wednesday evening, actually. And before that, of course, here we go, the Kanucky Bluegrass Boys from Ontario with Sitting on Top of the World and Somebody Loves You, Darling. Well, they've become staples now, haven't they, really, at bluegrass and old-timey jams? Well, quite nice renditions. So, hey, here's some weather for you for Vancouver. Sorry, mic's a little funny here. Where am I? Vancouver, this is brought to you by Environment Canada. And current conditions observed at YVR, Vancouver International Airport, are a light rain shower, they're calling it. light rain shower. Apparently the pressure, barometric pressure, is rising. I don't know how fast or for how long. Humidity 84%, temperature is 9 degrees Celsius. And the forecast for today, showers ending near noon, then a mix of sun and cloud with 60% chance of showers. Risk of a thunder shower, becoming windy, high 13. So if that doesn't tell you to bring an umbrella, well, I don't know what will. Except maybe for that becoming windy part. Sounds like a good day to curl up inside with a book or a computer. But yes, for all of those who are on your commute, well, keep slugging and drive carefully, please, because it is pretty nasty out there. Tonight, cloudy periods, 60% chance of showers early this evening, clearing late this evening. Fog patches developing near midnight, low of 6. And then for Wednesday, it is forecast as sunny, at least for the beginning of the day, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon, then rain beginning late in the evening, fog patches dissipating in the morning because it's that time of year. High of 14, and then we have periods of rain on and off, but it looks like we might get a nice weekend, so keep that in mind, folks. And welcome again to Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Val from Folk Oasis, and I'm filling in for Arthur and Andrea this fine morning, because Andrea has in the past been so kind as to fill in for me. So I thought the least I could do is attempt to return the favor, even though I am so not a morning person. Just want to put that out there. So I guess that should mean that I should just shut up and play more music, shouldn't I? Yes, and I will. Coming up here in this next set, while I go down and find myself some caffeine, is a really, really interesting little CD I want to tell you about, and I'll be playing a lot of it in the next few weeks on Folk Oasis. It's a compilation that was put out by Vancouver's own Steve Dawson, who is a dobro guitar, etc. player of high renown from Zubat and Dawson. Now he's got his own solo projects out and his own record label. And this one he's been working on for quite some time. It's really been a labor of love for him. It's a tribute to the music of the Mississippi Sheiks. And it is absolutely wonderful. Splendid lineup on here, including the likes of the North Mississippi All-Stars, Jim Burns, Bill Frisell, Madeline Peru, Jeff Muldar and the Texas Sheiks, Bob Brosman, all people who really have a passion for the music of the Mississippi Sheiks, who were so instrumental in the development of, what we know of as bluegrass and old-timey music. So, Bruce Coburn's on here too. I keep forgetting that part. So while I go downstairs, I'm going to leave you with two, maybe three. I think I'll do two cuts here, starting with "Hey, Sitting on Top of the World." I know we've already heard this one today, but here's a version by the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Enjoy.
All the summer and half the fall, spent all the Christmas in overall. Now she's gone, I don't worry, I'm sitting on top of the world. Come running, holding out your hand. Go get your woman, go get your man. And now she's gone, I don't worry, I'm sitting on. peaches. Don't shake my tree down my orchard. Let them be. But now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top world.
Don't need you no more. Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O. You got to put your hat on, boy. All right. You want to be in the band, you have to put your hat on.
Tear them walls down, tear them down. walls come tumbling down, and the walls come tumbling down.
And you are listening to Pacific Pickin' here on CITR 101.9 FM. It is 7:20 a.m. And I'm Val. I normally do Folk Oasis Wednesday evenings, 8 to 10 p.m., filling in for Arthur and the lovely Andrea, who are in Nashville this week. And you can bet that they will be back in 7 days' time with armfuls of new bluegrass music. So what you just heard was Jericho from a fabulous little group from New York City called the Ebony Hillbillies. You should go online and check out some of their YouTube videos. They've gained a bit of a reputation in that city for busking in the subway system. They did several folk festivals here in Canada this summer, including the one at Jericho Beach here in Vancouver. Everybody loved them. And then the following weekend they did Calgary, and I got to see them in Calgary and hang out with them a bit there too. So it was really fantastic to get to know them. And speaking of the Ebony Hillbillies, if you go looking back through the podcasts for Folk Oasis, you can catch a live session, which went very well, with Enrique and forgotten, and Norris. How can I forget Norris? Enrique and Norris came in, and that would be around the middle of July, one of those shows. So that came from their album, I Thought You Knew. And before that, we heard Texas Eagle from that great Steve Earle and Del McCurry collaboration. Steve Earle and the Del McCurry band, The Mountain. Actually first released in 1998, but it would appear that New West has re-released it, or freshly released it, something. So it is out there, and it's definitely worth getting, even if you don't know the history of the album. It sounds like there were some interesting stories behind the making of that one. And I bet there were some interesting stories behind the making of this Things About Coming My Way, a tribute to the music of the Mississippi Sheiks, which is what we started the set off with. And in fact, Steve Dawson is going to be on Folk Oasis sometime, I think early November, to talk about this. The album doesn't actually come out until sometime in October, but I've been playing the heck out of this advance copy, and it's wonderful. You heard two tracks, starting with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, another big hit at Jericho Beach a few years ago, Sitting on Top of the World, followed by Danny Barnes' Too Long. Danny Barnes, there's someone else I got to see at the Calgary Folk Festival this year. He had some wicked sidemen with him, too. They were just an amazing trio. Let's see, what have I got next? Oh, yes, I've got this queued up. Mr. Roger McGuinn, some of you may know him from his days with the Birds. He currently has a really neat little project going called folkden.com, where he is recording, compiling, collecting, what have you, versions of old American folk tunes. And he's also on Twitter, strangely enough, or maybe not strangely enough. Apparently he's quite a technically savvy gentleman. Still out on the road. I believe he's going to be, in fact, he's touring the West Coast, I believe, next month. Not making it up to Vancouver, but he's going to be up in Washington State, Oregon, a few California dates. And anyway, long story short, I think there may be a few people that somehow thought that he was going to maybe be co-hosting or filling in for this show this morning. I won't bore you with the details. It's one of those weird things that happens on Twitter every once in a while. You know, you forget to put in RT or something happens. In any case, I would certainly be happy to have him come in and co-host any of these fine shows here at CITR if he ever makes it up to Vancouver. So I'll just put that out there. But meantime, if any of you happen to be tuned in on the internet stream CITR.ca, expecting Roger to show up any minute, well, sorry to disappoint you. Hope you're enjoying the music anyway. Doing my best to fill in this rainy Tuesday morning. But I do have an MP3 from RogersFolkDen.com website all queued up here and ready to go. So we'll send this out to Mr. McGuinn. Always nice to be mentioned on the internet.
Shake me. maybe just a fool to think that these storms would ever cease. But I just craved your touch, though the summers were short, that always brings sweet relief.
We'd like to have Ralph do a song for you, and Ralph, if you have time and will, maybe you could do at least two. All right. He's going to do a little different picking than what he's been doing before. I don't know what you call this kind of band you're playing. Some folks call it the clawhammer style. Some call it the sawmill style. You call it whatever you like after you hear it. An old, well, not quite, but anyhow, here it is, Little Birdie. Let's. Is called a rabbit in a log, and I ain't got no dog or feast here tonight, whichever one you call. Twisting his hat, that'll work.
west of Red Bone. Little ways ahead, there's no farmer's shed. That's where the west of Red Bone.
From Smithsonian Folkways compilation Classic Bluegrass, Volume 1, actually, you heard a couple of tracks from the Stanley Brothers, Rabbit in a Log, and before that, Little Birdie, with a great intro. Wow, there's 25 tracks on here. Pretty amazing CD. When did this come out? I'm trying to figure that out. 2002 it was first released. Smithsonian Folkways. Sure, it's still available on their website. Who else is on here? Bill Monroe, Red Allen, Snuffy Jenkins, The Country Gentleman, The New Lost City Ramblers, Doc Watson, and many, many more. And I'm always a fan of a really well-put-together compilation. This appears to be one of those. Before that, we heard from California's Lori Lewis, a gal that I saw recently touring with Dave Alvin. Dave Alvin what does he call his band? Ah, it's too early in the morning. In any case, it's all women in his backing band, and she is one of them, and they played a bumper shoot a few weeks ago. Labor Day weekend. Anyway, this is going back a few years to Lori Lewis and her Bluegrass Pals, a CD 1999 to be precise. And you heard Blow Big Wind. And we started off that set with something from Roger McGuinn's Folk Den, which you can find at folkden.com. And yes, it's Roger McGuinn, one of the founding members of the Byrds in the folk tradition. He's still out there touring and talking up solar energy. If you look at his Twitter page, he's really big on that, so very enlightening. And all sorts of MP3s to listen to. This is with some annotation and tabs and lyrics, which is great for you musicians out there. So you heard something called Drill Ye Terriers. It's apparently an American folk song first published in 1888. And it's a work song, makes references to construction of the American railroads in the mid-19th century. The Terriers refers to Irish workers drilling holes in rock to blast out railroad tunnels. A job which was done in Canada, I think, predominantly by Chinese workers, actually, probably some Irish as well. In the early 1960s, apparently, Pete Seeger took the lyrics from an old Ukrainian folk song mentioned in a Russian novel and the music from Drill Ye Terriers Drill to create Where Have All the Flowers Gone? So isn't that interesting how the folk process, as they call it, works? And I love the fact that this song starts out with the lyric, every morning about 7 o'clock there were 20 terriers drilling at the rock. And having seen 7 a.m., which is different for me, I can just so relate to how brutal that is. Anyway, it is about 20 minutes before 8 a.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM. And you know what? I'm not even sure who's coming up at 8 because we don't have a log sheet here. But you know what I can do? I know what the rest of you can do sometime if you don't have already have this site bookmarked. CITR.ca, of course, has an up-to-date schedule and podcast section and info about upcoming events, how you can get involved as a volunteer. We do have a fundraising drive coming up in the next little while, so stay tuned for that. Maybe I'll get Roger McGuinn to help me out with that somehow. Think on that. In any case, it appears that Tuesdays, hey, give him the boot, is on at 8 a.m. with Linda Bull. That is so very cool. So it'll be lovely to see her. And she does a wonderful show, Music from Italy. So do stay around for that, please. And enjoy some of our other fine programming. If you can't listen to it all day at work, well, don't forget we do have podcasts, and you can subscribe to them as well through RSS feeds and or through iTunes. So pretty exciting times. Technology, isn't it great? Well, back to some more music. What do I have queued up now? Oh, because I like that Classic Bluegrass Volume 1 so much, I thought I'd dig into Classic Bluegrass Volume 2. Again, this is from Smithsonian Folkways. And we're going to listen to some to this classic bluegrass duo, Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, with Won't You Come and Sing for Me.
I feel the shadows now upon me, and fair angels beckon me. Before I go, dear Christian brother, all warm. How dear to my heart, how precious.
So from Classic Bluegrass Volume 2, we heard several tracks, starting with Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard, Won't You Come and Sing for Me, followed by Rocky Run as performed by Jerry Stewart, Pete Kuykendall. I think that's, I don't know. Linda, does that sound right? Kuykendall? Kuykendall? let's get you on here, by the way.
Okay.
Let's go. There you
know.
Go.
I don't know if that can, was that working?
Kuykendall? Yeah. You sound great. Smiley Hobbs and Tom Gray. I just love those names, though. What do you think? Kuykendall?
Okay, I'm going to do
You're a little better with the European. That's right. You got to get, you're going to Europe. You got to get in practice with these different sort of Euro names.
I would probably say maybe Kuykendall.
Kuykendall?
Maybe.
Oh, okay,
It sounds like it could be.
K-U-Y. I don't know how that's.
Where is that from? Hungarian?
It sounds Dutch, or my guess is Dutch, or maybe?
I like Smiley, personally.
Smiley.
It's my favorite.
Smiley's
name.
A great bluegrass name, isn't it? And then we just heard from the Red Clay Ramblers with the Girl Behind the Bar. And so joining me here, who's coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Is Linda Bull.
I'm having trouble with my headphones.
Yes.
You can't
and Linda, I just wanted to say Linda is going to be departing our shores for a little trip.
That's
or are
right.
you allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah.
You've been telling everybody it's okay.
It's all right. Does my boss know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually does. It's okay.
Excellent. And also, member of Plow, the great, what do you guys call it? Are you guys a more old-timey band? Do you even bother labeling yourself?
You know, it's so hard to say. Actually, yeah, I would probably say old-timey string band, you know, old-time-esque.
Old-time-esque, exactly. I like that. So she very kindly brought in a copy of the new album, which is very exciting. So we're going to play a couple of tracks off it. I think we've got time before we finish up the show today. And so what's coming up on your show? Can we give the listeners a little preview, taste treat?
I have a brand new CD by Luca De Nuzzo, who is an Italian singer-songwriter from the South, from Puglia. And he has this great new album that was just listed as one of the top five for the Premio Tenco Singer-Songwriter Contest.
Ooh.
He didn't win, actually, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a great album. It's all in dialect as well, so even I don't understand it.
Excellent. So that's what's coming up at 8 a.m.
till 9:30, and then that's going to be my last show for the next 3 months,
that's
and then I'll be back
right.
in the new year.
So what happens? Have you got someone taking over?
Bryce has some great programming organized to take in to fill
great.
In the gap, and then I'll
Excellent.
Be back. So don't think
so
I've left forever.
That's right. You will be back.
Oh, yeah.
And have a wonderful, wonderful trip.
I will. Thank
you.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit about this Plow CD. I'm going to start, I think, with Still On My Mind.
Ah, nice song.
Because I like Michael Jerome Brown.
Yeah, well, the CD is our first full length, and it was a long time coming. Everyone was always bugging us, you know, to do a CD. But it was produced by Chris Boyd, our good friend from Redgrass. He also mixed it. And we just chose a selection of songs. It's about maybe 6 or 7 originals. A couple by me, a couple by James Scholl, and some of our favorite covers of songs that we love, traditional and you know, singer-songwriter ones, including this one, Still In My Mind, written by Michael Jerome Brown.
Excellent, and I think we should be able to squeeze in something after that. We'll see.
I'll let you squeeze into my show, just because it's my album. You know?
There you go. I think maybe we'll have to do 2 banjo minimum. Because you wrote that one, and I just love the title, 2 Banjo Minimum. I've just always loved that title.
Well, you know, you need at least 2 banjos in any song, yeah?
Absolutely, and especially this time of the morning.
Absolutely.
Well, it's so nice to see another human being, smiling face here. I don't know how you managed to do this 8 a.m. slot weekly for as long as you have.
I know, I've gotten used to it.
I give you great kudos and the sympathy now that I've seen this side morning.
And you look how gorgeous I am. Everyone can see
I
how
know,
gorgeous
absolutely.
And bright-eyed I am at this time in the morning.
Absolutely. You're looking great, darling.
We're both in green today.
So to finish off this edition of Pacific Pickin', starring yours truly, Val from Folk Oasis, we're going to do a couple of songs from Plow. So thanks again, Linda. That was
Thank you.
Awesome. And thanks, all you listeners, for putting up with me and, for of course, for supporting Campus and Community Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we'll finish off with some Plow and go straight into Give Him the Boot. Have I got it right?
Yeah.
I have no log cheat sheet here today, so there we go. Okay, take care. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody, and don't forget your umbrella if you're here in Vancouver.
Still.